You're catching the sounds of Full Flower Moon Band coming out of Meanjin, Brisbane. It's a cut from their third studio record, Mega Flower. New and out and about in the world now, the band have been touring around the country, and this third record comes after 3 years without what's going on and checking back in with themselves. And this album is bigger, it's rockier, it's got a different edge to it, and it's a little heavier than I think even the band anticipated. We're really excited to have them over on our shores this weekend. They're going to be playing Mojo's on Sunday. They've been touring around the country and they have made a little bit of time to hang out with us this morning. Kate Dillon joins us on Brekkie to talk a little bit about this record. Thanks for making the time to be with us. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. My pleasure.
You've just got off a bit of a plane last night. You've woken up nice and early to talk to us on Brekkie this morning, and I appreciate it. You've been touring this album all around the country. How's it been feeling to play these songs live?
Oh, so good. Really proud of the band because it was very much a studio record, you know. I wanted to go in and make an album where I didn't worry about how we'd do it in the live show. And then how it's turned out live has just been beautiful. I think the fans have been responding really well to, the fact that the live show is its own thing. And as far as I can tell, everyone's enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, we're enjoying it here at the station. The record does have a really great live tilt to it, though. You were able to record this album, and it's the first one to feature the full live ensemble in the studio with you for the recording. Did that change the process or the end product for you in a way that really sticks out?
Well, to be exact, it was my first time doing like multi-tracking to a click with this lineup. I have actually recorded an very, very almost two live record for our last release, Diesel Forever, where we had a slightly different lineup. But in terms of this record, the main change was just that we just actually did pre-production and we actually like had an engineer and mixing engineer lined up. Like we were just a bit more organized. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that makes a bit more sense. Did it change the way that you felt about the songs, bringing them together and the sounds that you might have wanted to prioritize? Do you think there was a shift in that with the sort of change in process?
So my bassist just walked out and said that I'm being too noisy because people are trying to sleep. Is that what you were saying, right?
The band are all asleep, but you're doing the hard work. You've woken up early, you're doing the interview, and they're trying to sleep. That's very funny. I guess, what were the kinds of sounds that you went into this record wanting to prioritise after the last two records?
Yes. Okay. So I wanted it to be bigger, badder, better, but I also just really wanted to expand the genre a little bit. I think rock music in Australia, it can be really easy to just like trod a well-worn path of like, hey, like we, you know, they like this, we do the riff, we do the thing, and there it is. And I just wanted to make a record that felt a bit braver for me, at least, of adding in, I think there's some country songs on there or influences. There's some softer songs, some more ballady stuff. That was my real goal in expanding for the next record, is just being as brave as possible and believing that there's an audience there for it.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to think about it, and a really interesting way too as well. You mentioned that this was the first record that, yeah, was done a little bit more to a click track, and where previous records had been too live, maybe not too live, but I know what you mean. I guess, does the recording process or who you recorded it with have a big impact on that? Was it a change to the pre-proceedings to have an engineer involved?
Yeah, so Tony Buchan from Sydney was a real mentor on this record. he kind of said to me that he could hear where I was trying to head with it. And we did have amazing personnel on Diesel Forever. I shouldn't discredit that. Like, we had friends in Brisbane, Matt and Dave, and an incredible mixing engineer, Michael Badger, who I found through King Gears. But Tony sort of said to me, hey, I think you're at a turning point where we need to shape the sound a little bit more, not just do a mix, you know?
Yeah.
And that I felt really supported. And, it was a lot of research, too, to just figure out how... I'm still researching, like, how to achieve, like, the best rock and roll sound I possibly can. And it's probably going to be a lifelong mission. But I feel really grateful that as we've gotten bigger, people are stepping into the ring who are able to help me get there. And we recorded out at Swan Pond Studios. I don't know if you guys know our coast very well, but we recorded out in this gorgeous area, Scenic Rim. So, like, I'm still not a big studio person. Like, I like to be able to open a window and like, sleep at the studio. So yeah. We were still recording in a house, but it was just at a level where, it all felt a lot more deliberate and a lot more focused and a lot more like there was more at stake, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. When you were writing this record, did you feel any themes or any kind of narrative arcs really pop up or reoccur in the writing of this? Do you feel like now that the record's out, it has a bit of a thematic sort of presence to it?
It's really interesting question. I'm a really big concept album person. I think it's very satisfying to have any level of concept on a record. And what was a bit scary going into this was I just wanted to show off my best songs that I had, and I kind of just used that as my guiding light. And then I showed the recordings to a few people before it came out, and they said, oh, there's a lot of, like, maleness. Like, there's a lot of themes about men. And that wasn't deliberate. And, I'm still figuring out exactly what is bridging all of this stuff together. I know that there'll be something there, but because I'm such a big fan of concept albums, I do hesitate to say, oh, it's about this, because when I make a concept record, oh, baby, I make a concept record.
Yeah, I love reading about this record. You had said that this was, the first time that you really hadn't gone in with this major idea about a concept record. And I feel like that can be really scary to not have this idea about what it is. But it has resulted in what sounds like a beautiful record. And, for me, there is still this kind of working class coarseness to a bit of it, but also this really lovely and kind, insightful kind of wisdom about life and living it, about love and just about sort of daily meditations. And I think that maybe that lack of concept means that you can kind of put your own things into it a little bit more, especially as a listener, which is pretty special, especially given that there's two other albums that you've got that definitely have more of a concept to them. So it feels like you're catering to a lot of things going on here. Now, we are going to catch you on Sunday here. You're playing at Mojo's, and I'm keen to know, for folks who haven't seen you before, what can we expect from a Full Flower Moon Band live show?
Oh, amps provided by Peter Bibby. Drum kit provided by Peter Bibby.
Support provided by Peter Bibby.
Provided by Peter Bibby and Grove. You can expect pretty high energy. I definitely get a workout on stage. Some people have told us that this latest show feels like it's ready for any size stage, and that we're just scaling it to whatever venue we're at, which I think is a real compliment. Like, I've worked really hard on, making sure you feel like you're seeing a show, and whether that's in a 50 person room or a 900 person room, we're going to be bringing that show energy. So pretty proud of that. And I don't know what I'm going to wear yet, though.
It's okay. You can. It's early in the morning. You can work it out. You got a couple of days. Well, let's have a listen to a cut from the record, but don't go anywhere. Now, Kate is going to stick around for a little song that you should know this morning. Just taking a little step in for Chris Wheeldon and delivering a bit of nostalgia. That's coming up after this. It's Super Like Me from the Full Flower Moon Band's latest record, Mega Flower. I'm Brekkie, you're hearing Super Like Me, a cut from Mega Flower. From the Full Flower Moon Band, we've been hanging out with Kate Dillon, learning a little bit more about the record, and she's sticking around with us. It's a Friday, and it means it's time for a little bit of nostalgia, and we're going to get stuck into a song that we should know this morning.
You don't know this.
I'm Brekkie. Every Friday we do make a little bit of space for nostalgia and get stuck into a song that I should know. Now, we've been having a bit of a Brisbane morning catching up with First Beige from Mianjin and now Full Flower Moon Band, so I thought it was only appropriate that we heard a song I should know from the other side of the country. And Kate has brought one in for me. Kate, what have you brought for a song I should know this morning?
I'm so excited. I've bought this band Slugguts, and I could have chosen so many bands from Brisbane that are incredible from any era, but this one's really hard to find. And so I just wanted to flex my my deep cut
love it.
Muscle. yeah, Slugguts are a band from around 2009. That I discovered when I was at uni, and they blew my mind.
Oh, I love that. I love a little uni find. This one is called Down on the Meat. It's going to wrap up breakfast for this morning. Kate, thanks so much for indulging me and bringing in a song that we should know. I love to hear a little bit of the East Coast magic on the radio this morning. And it's a bit of an East Coast phenomenon this weekend. You can catch Mega Flower on stage with the Full Flower Moon Band. They're performing it at Mojo's. You can find tickets by jumping on their Instagram or having a look at the Mojo's website, and you'll be able to get all that you need over that way. Kate, thanks so much for hanging out with me on Brekkie.
My pleasure. I hope everyone enjoys this Slug Guts song. It's a bit heavy.
Okay, let's get into it.